the speaker's knowledge. Readers should bear in mind that given the vagaries of human memory, remembered dialogue is rarely the same as actual recordings and transcripts. At the same time, it is no more nor less accurate than many other recollections. There is an extensive bibliography on the subject of the Walt Disney Company and its founders. Apart from the many travel guides to theme parks, uncritical fan and movie enthusiast publications, histories and picture books on the theme parks and the animated classics, much of it is of dubious accuracy. To judge from my reporting as well as comments from members of the Disney family and current and former employees, I have cited below only those works on which I relied in some part. The biographies of Walt and Roy Disney by Bob Thomas were consistently reliable and did not shy away from controversy, such as the schism between the Walt and Roy sides of the Disney family and within the company, even though they were authorized books in that Disney executives had prior approval of their content. Among journalists covering Disney, a few stand out for the quality, reliability, and insightfulness of their work. Bruce Orwell and Richard Turner at the Wall Street Journal, Laura M. Holson and Bernard Weinraub at the New York Times, Claudia Eller and James Bates at the Los Angeles Times, Brian Burrow in Vanity Fair, and Ken Auletta in The New Yorker. This concludes the reading of Disney War by James B. Stewart, copyright 2005. This book was read by Patrick Lawler. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster Incorporated and was produced in 2005 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.